Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're in Sechus Psachim Daf Nun Gimel. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, it was taught in the Brisa that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Simen laharim milin, a hallmark of mountains are galnut trees. Simen laamakim dekalim, a simen of valleys are date palms. Simen laanachalim kanim, a simen of streams are reeds. And simen lashvela shikma, and a hallmark of a plain is a sycamore tree. The Gemara explains the purpose of these simanim. The first two involve the mitzvah ikurim that cannot be brought from date palms that are in the mountains, nor from grain crops that are in the valleys. Rashi explains that only date palms in the valleys yield the superior grade of that fruit for that mitzvah, and that pools of standing water that often accumulate on valley floors can cause crops of wheat and barley to wither and rot, making them inferior for the mitzvah. The reed simon for streams is to identify Nachal Esan, the raging stream, which is the prescribed site for the Egel Arufa procedure. And the simon of the sycamore for the plain is for buying and selling. If one contracts to buy a plain without describing it, the land must have sycamore trees growing on it. The Gemara concludes that we can say the significance of all these simanim are for mechach u'memkar, for buying and selling. Point number two, Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav Asu lo la'adam shiyomer basazel pesachu. It's forbidden for a person to say, this meat is for Pesach, mifnei shenir kamakdish mehemto v'ochu kachim b'chutz, because it appears as one is makdish an animal as a carbon and eats kachim outside of Yerushalayim. Rashi explains that this is referring even to the flesh of an animal that was already slaughtered. In this case, the person would be giving the impression that he's being makdish the value of the meat for the purpose of purchasing a Pesach. Rav Papa said that Rav's ruling applies exclusively to meat. However, in the case of wheat, it doesn't apply the mintel apischa ka'amr, because he only means to say that the wheat shall be guarded for the Chag of Pesach. Rashi explains that it doesn't appear that he's being makdish the value of the wheat in order to purchase a carbon Pesach. And point number three, the Gemara brought an incident where Todos Ish Romi, who Rashi describes as a prominent Jew in Rome, instituted that Jews should eat gedim mkulasim b'leiloi psachim, kids roasted with their entrails alongside of them as a commemoration of the carbon Pesach. And the Rabban said that they would have excommunicated him if it were not that he was a prominent person. Now the Gemara seeks to understand whether Rabban meant that he was a gabra rabba, a great man, or a bal grofin, a powerful and violent man, and brings a proof that he was the former. It was taught in the Brisa that Todos Ish Romi expounded, what did Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah see? Shemasru Atzman al Kiddush Hashem b'Kivshan Eish, that caused them to sanctify Hashem's name by being put in the fiery furnace. They learned a Kal Vachomer from the Tzvaradim, the frogs in Mitzrayim. Whereas the frogs, which are not commanded in the midst of Kiddush Hashem, it's written about them, Va'au uva'u ve'secho uvesenarechu mishal rasecho, and they shall ascend into your palace and into your ovens and into your kneading bowls. And when are kneading bowls found next to the oven? I would say at the time the oven is hot. So Anu Shemitzuvim al Kiddush Hashem, then we, who are commanded in the midst of a Kiddush Hashem, all the more so we should be willing to give up our lives. So once again, the three points are, number one, it was taught in the Brisa, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Simen lahar milin, a hallmark of mountains are galnut trees, Simen lamakim dekalim, a simen of valleys are date palms, Simen lanachalim kanim, a simen of streams are reeds, and Simen lashvela shikma, and a hallmark of a plain is a sycamore tree. The Gemara explains the purpose of these simanim. The first two involve the mitzvah bikurim that cannot be brought from date palms that are in the mountains, nor from grain crops that are in the valleys. Rashi explains that only date palms in the valleys yield the superior grade of that fruit for that mitzvah, and that pools of standing water that often accumulate on valley floors can cause crops of wheat and barley to wither and rot, making them inferior for the mitzvah. The reed simon for streams is to identify the Nachal Esan, the raging stream, which is the prescribed site for the Egel Arufa procedure. And the simon of the sycamore for the plain is for buying and selling. If one contracts to buy a plain without describing it, the land must have sycamore trees growing on it. And the Gemara concludes that we can say the significance of all these simanim are for mechach memkar, for buying and selling. Point number two, Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav. Asur lo la'adam shiyomer basazel pesachu. It's forbidden for a person to say, this meat is for Pesach, because it appears as one who's makdish an animal as a carbon and eats kajim outside of Yerushalayim. Rashi explains that this is referring even to the flesh of an animal that was already slaughtered. In this case, the person would be giving the impression that he's being makdish the value of the meat for the purpose of purchasing a Pesach. Rav Papa said that Rav's ruling applies exclusively to meat. However, in the case of wheat, it doesn't apply to mintel apischa ka'amr, because it only means to say that the wheat shall be guarded for the Chag of Pesach. Rashi explains that it doesn't appear that he's being makdish the value of the wheat in order to purchase a carbon Pesach. And point number three, the Gemara brought an incident where Todos Ish Romi, who Rashi describes as a prominent Jew in Rome, instituted that Jews should eat gedim mukulasim b'leil pesachim, kids roasted with their entrails alongside of them as a commemoration of the carbon Pesach. And the Rabban said that they would have excommunicated him if it were not that he was a prominent person. Now, the Gemara seeks to understand whether the Rabbanim meant that he was a Gavur Rabba, a great man, or a Baal Grofim, a powerful and violent man, and brings a proof that he was the former. It was taught in a Braisa that Todos Ish Rome expounded. What did the Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah see? Shemasun Atzman on Kiddush Hashem, Kivshana Ish, that caused them to sanctify Hashem's name by being put in the fiery furnace? They learned a Kavach Homer from the Tzvaradim, whereas the frogs, which are not commanded the mitzvah Kiddush Hashem, it's written about them, and they shall ascend into your palace, and into your ovens, and into your kneading bowls. And when are kneading bowls found next to the oven? I would say at the time the oven is hot. So Anush Mitzuvim al Kiddush Hashem, al Akos Kamavakam. Then we, who are commanded in the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, all the more so we should be willing to give up our lives. All right, so now we go to our Simper Daf Nun Gimel, and our standard Simper Nun Gimel is a Nigerian prince. A Nigerian prince. So here goes. The moment the Nigerian prince, who lived on the mountain full of gallnut trees, said the meat in front of him is for Pesach, he was attacked by kamikaze frogs, who jumped into his kneading bowls by the oven. Once again, in slow motion. The moment the Nigerian prince, that must mean we're on Daf Nun Gimel. The moment the Nigerian prince who lived on the mountain full of gallnut trees, which reminds us of the Braisa where Mishmon Gamliel says that the hallmark of mountains are mealing gallnut trees and the Simfer valleys are Dekalim, day palms, and both of those are for the purpose of Bikurim. The Simfer Nachalim are cunning, the Simfer streams are reeds, which is for the purpose of the Nachal Esan, the mitzvah of Egla Rufa, and Simon Shvela Shichma, and a hallmark of a plain is a sycamore tree for the purpose of buying and selling. So the moment the Nigerian prince who lived on the mountain full of gallnut trees said the meat in front of him is for Pesach, which reminds us, the Rav Yudah said in the name of Rav, it's forbidden for a person to say Basar Zela Pesachu. This meat is for Pesach because it appears as one is makdish an animal as a carbon eats kachim outside Yerushalayim. And Rashi explains that it's referring even to the flesh of an animal that was already slaughtered. In this case, a person would be giving the impression that he's being makdish the value of the meat for the purpose of purchasing a Pesach. Rav Papa said, the Rav's ruling applies exclusively to meat. However, in the case of wheat, it doesn't apply because it just means it's being guarded for the Chag of Pesach. So the moment the Nigerian prince who lived on the mountain full of gallnut trees said the meat in front of him is for Pesach, he was attacked by kamikaze frogs who jumped into his kneading bowls by the oven. Which reminds us that Todos Ish Rome was a prominent man in Rome who instituted that the Jews should eat gedim mekulasim b'leil pesachim, kids roasted with their entrails alongside of them as a commemoration of the carbon Pesach, and the rabbi said they would have excommunicated him if he wasn't a great man. He expounded that what caused Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah to make a Kiddush Hashem was the Kavach Homer they made from the Tzvaradim and Mitzrayim. If the frogs were willing to give up their lives, even though they aren't mitzvah in the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, all the more so we should be willing to give up our lives because we are mitzvah in that mitzvah. So once again, the moment the Nigerian prince who lived on a mountain full of gallnut trees said the meat in front of him is for Pesach, he was attacked by kamikaze frogs who jumped into his kneading bowls by the oven. All right, now it's time for a four blot back chazara. Daf mem tes. So the simmer daf mem tes relate to meat, and we use a butcher. So here goes. The brilliant butcher realized he forgot chametz at home while on his way to eat at his future father-in-law's house, which reminds him of the different halachas for one who leaves his house and forgot he had chametz at home. If he left to perform a mitzvah like to shech the carbon pesach or to eat a sudas erison at his father-in-law's house, if he has time to go back and do beer, he should. Otherwise, he should be mevat the bolibo. If he left to rescue Jews from a dangerous situation, he should just do a bittel. And if he went to establish his makom shvisa for an optional purpose, then he should return immediately and dispose of the chametz. So the brilliant butcher realized he forgot chametz at home while on his way to eat at his future father-in-law's house had sold his entire butcher shop to marry a bas tam chacham, which reminds him was taught in a brayso lom yimkar adam kol ma sheyesh lo v'yisa bas tam chacham. A man should always be prepared to sell all he owns and marry the daughter of a tam chacham or marry off his daughter to a tam chacham. Mashal in ve'gefen davar nau miskabel. Such a marriage is analogous to the grapes of vine with the grapes of another wine, where each grape improves the taste of the other. We have another brayso listing the preference for who one should marry if he can't find a bas tam chacham. So the brilliant butcher who realized he forgot chametz at home while on his way to eat at his future father-in-law's house, had sold his entire butcher shop to marry a bas tam chacham, leaving behind his former years as an am haaretz who wanted to bite like a donkey. Which reminds of the great degree of sina that am haaretz have for tam chachamim, and of Rabbi Akiva's recollection that when he was an am haaretz, he wanted to bite tam chachamim like a donkey and break their bones. Daf nun, so the simmer daf nun is a nincompoop. A nincompoop, so here goes. The nincompoop, that must be more on daf nun. The nincompoop who practiced doing handstands to prepare for Olam Haba, which reminds us that when Rabbi Yosef got sick and his soul left his body and saw an Olam Hafuch, an upside-down world where the Elyonim were Lamata v'Tachtonim Lamala, the ones who are uppermost in this world are below an Olam Haba, and the lowly in this world are above an Olam Haba, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, his father, said to his son, B'ni Olam Baru Re'isa, my son, you've seen a clear world. He then asked Rabbi Yosef how we, Talmud Chachamim, regard them. Rabbi Yosef answered, just as we're regarded here, so we're regarded there. His father asked what they were saying there, and the son replied that he heard them saying, Ashrei mi shebaa kan b'talmudu b'yado. Fortunate is he who comes here and his learning is in his hand. So the nincompoop who practiced doing handstands to prepare for Olam Haba and hid pieces of paper with Hashem's name around the house, which reminds us that the Gemara asks what it means when the pasuk says b'yomahu Hashem achad v'shmo achad, that one day Hashem's name will be one. Isn't it one now? It means that whereas we write Hashem's name with the letters Yud, Hey, and so on, we pronounce the name with the letters Aleph, Dalet. But in the future, it will be written and pronounced with the letters of Yud, Hey. This is alluded as well in the pasuk, Zeh Shmi La'olam, Zeh Zichri La'dor V'dor. This is my name, which is La'olam, forever, but means also La'alem, to be hidden, referring to the Yud Kei name, whereas the one to mention is the Aleph, Dalet name. So the nincompoop practiced doing handstands to prepare for Olam Haba, and had pieces of paper with Hashem's name around the house, said his own name whenever he learned and did mitzvahs. Which reminds us, the Gemara brought a contradiction between the two psukim, Kigadol ad shamayim chazdecho, for great until the heavens is your kindness, and Kigadol me'al shamayim chazdecho, for great above the heavens is your kindness. So does the reward from Hashem, which is referred by your kindness, originate from above the heavens or only until the heavens? So the great answer is, kam ba'osin l'shma, kam ba'osin l'shlo l'shma. Here, in the second pasuk, referring to those who perform a mitzvah for its own sake, for no purpose other than to fill Hashem's ratzon. They will receive reward from above the heavens, meaning supernaturally. In the first pasuk, it refers to those who perform a mitzvah not for its own sake, but for personal gain, and they will receive reward from until the heavens, meaning through natural means. And this statement is like Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Lom yasuk adam b'toru mitzvahs afu b'shelo shma. Shemato shelo shma, ba'o shma. A person should always engage in learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, even though not for its own sake, because from doing them not for their own sake, he will eventually come to do them for their own sake. Dafninov, so the simon is related to na, we think of beavers, and we use beaver pelt hats. So here goes. The goofy tour group in their beaver pelt hats, that must mean we're on Duff Nanolov. The goofy tour group in the beaver pelt hats, who ate their stomach fat sandwiches while touring Bavel, which reminds us. The Gemara asks why Rabbi Bar Chana did not adhere to the minhag in Bavel not to eat from the fats covering the straight part of the stomach, since the Mishnah states that one should adhere to the chumras of the place one travels to, and two answers are given. Abai said the Mishnah's rule applies to people going from one place in Eretz Yisrael to another, or from one place in Bavel to another, or from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, but not to those traveling from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Kevin da Anan Kaifin Luhu Abdin Kavasai, since we, the Talmud Chachamim in Bavel, are subordinate to the Talmud Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael, people coming from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel should act in accordance with the customs of Eretz Yisrael. Rabashi said the Mishnah's rule applies even to those coming from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, unless one intends to return to Eretz Yisrael, as Rabbi Bar Chana did. So the goofy tour group in the beaver belt hats, who ate their stomach fat sandwiches while touring Bavel, were told to put them away because they had not seen a great authority do so. Which reminds us, Rabbi Bar Chana said to his son that he should not eat the permitted stomach fat of an animal, not in my presence and not out of my presence. For the following reason, I myself, who saw Rabbi Yochanan eating it in Eretz Yisrael, may do so here, kedai hu Rabbi Yochanan lismoch lav, since Rabbi Yochanan is worthy of being relied upon, both in his presence and not in his presence. However, you did not see him eating it, so do not eat it, for I am not a sufficiently distinguished authority to rely upon to go against local custom. So the goofy tour group in the beaver belt hats, who ate their stomach fat sandwiches while touring Bavel, were told to put them away because they had not seen a great authority do so, and they should not work Arapes like at home, even though the natives will call them lazy. Which reminds us that the Gemara asks that if someone is required to keep the chumras of the place from which he came as well, then in a situation where one comes from a place where the minhag is not to do malacha Erev Pesach, and he arrives in a place where they do malacha, he's clearly deviating from the local custom and invites machlokas. So Abai answers that the requirement to maintain the chumras of both locales only applies in the case where he's coming from a place that one does malacha to one that does not. Rava says it will can apply to the former case, since when the locals see the newcomer not working, they'll assume that's because he's a batlan, someone who sits idle and doesn't work. Dafnun Beis, so the Simmer Dafnun Beis is a newbie to Yiddishkeit. So here goes. The newbie to Yiddishkeit, that must mean we're on Daf Nun Beis. The newbie to Yiddishkeit wearing the Please Don't Excommunicate Me t-shirt, which reminds us, in Eretz Yisrael, they vote to impose malchus on a yeshiva student who sins under the Rabbanan, and they don't vote to excommunicate. Rush explains that they try to avoid excommunicating a Talmud as much as possible out of concern for Kavodah Torah that the student represents. Since malchus is a less severe punishment, the publicity generated is not so damaging to the Talmud's reputation and the Torah's honor. Rav Yosef excommunicated Rav Nassim Bar Asi for traveling beyond the Tchum on the second day of Shavuos because violating the second day of Yontif is a more serious offense. So the newbie to Yiddishkeit wearing the Please Don't Excommunicate Me t-shirt tried to discern if he could eat one of the three pickled vegetables from the Shvi's barrel, which reminds us that the Mishnah on Daf Nun Amud Beis state that if one transports Peros Shvi's, from a place where they have been depleted to a place where they have not been depleted, or vice versa, one must take on the chumras of both places and is chayev to do beer. Rav Yehuda says, Tseva hablilcha afata. We say to him, go out and bring for yourself. So the Gemara here attempts to clarify the malchus between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda with five different interpretations. Ravashi says they're taking sides in the malchus in Mishnah and Shvi's, which states that a kobish loshim kvashim b'chavis achas, one who preserves three kinds of vegetables in one barrel. Rabbi Yehuda says, ochin al rishon, we may eat all three until one is depleted in the fields. Yeshua says we may eat all three until the last species is depleted. Rav Gamliel says, Koshakal mino mina sadi yevar mino mina chavis. As each species becomes depleted in the field, one shall remove that species from the barrel. And the Tanakhama of our Mishnah goes according to Rav Yeshua, Rav Yehuda holds like Rav Gamliel. And the Lacha goes according to Rav Gamliel. So the newbie to Yiddishkeit wearing the Please Don't Excommunicate Me t-shirt tried to discern if he could eat one of the three pickled vegetables from the Shvi's barrel by using his high-powered binoculars to see if the chayos in the Galil had depleted that species in the fields. Which reminds the Gemara brings a mission that teaches Shalosh Aratzos Labir, there are three lands for purposes of beer, Yehuda, Avery, Yard, and the Galil, and each one is divided into three sublands, mountains, lowlands, and valleys, to teach that people may each meet the produce in each one of the three main lands until the last subdivision in that land has become exhausted of its produce. Rav Chama bar Ukva said in the name of Rav Yosi bar Chanina that we learn this from the Pasuk, V'lehem techa v'l'chaya shibar artzecha, and it should be for your animals and for the beasts that are in your lands. As long as the chaya can each meet the produce from the field, you shall feed it to the behema in your house. However, once the produce is depleted for the chaya in the field, you must remove it from the animal in the house. And we have a tradition that the animals in Yehuda do not travel to the Galil to forage and vice versa, but they will travel between the three subdivisions within their main land. All right, now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions plus three bonus questions from Maseches Brachos Shabbos and Erevin. Number one. Which step did when the Rav Yosef told his father that he saw an Olam Hafuch, where people were saying, Ashrei mi shebaal kan v'talmudi b'yado, that's on Daf? Nun. Good. Number two. Which step did when the reason the Lechem Panim is baked Erev Yantav, if Yantav is Erev Shabbos, is Shvus Krova Hitiru, Shvus Rucho Kalo Hitiru, that's on Daf? Mem Zayin. Good. Number three. Which step did when the Neretz Yisrael, they tried to avoid giving a Talmud Nidui excommunication out of concern for Kabbalah Torah that the Talmud represents. That's on Daf. Nun Beis. Good. Number four. Which of the one that those coming from a place where they don't do Malacha or a Pesuk, the place that does, should not work, and the locals would just think they're Batlanim. That's on Daf. Nun Av. Good. Number five. Which of the one that Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah learned to be willing to be thrown into the Kibshan Aish from making a Kavachomer from the frogs of Mitzrayim. That's on Daf. Nun Gimel. Good. Number six. Which of the one the value of marrying a bus Talmud Chacham, that's on Daf? Memtes. Good. Number seven. Which of the one, according to Rabbi Eliezer, putting baked loaves in a basket is mitzvah of them for the shira of Hafrashas Chala, that's on Daf? Memches. Good. Number eight. Which of the learn that from the Yom Ahu Yashem Achad Mishmo Achad in the future, we will pronounce the Kodesh Baruch Hu's name the way it is written, that's on Daf? Nun. Good. Number nine. Which of the Rabbi Baruch Hanna ate the fats covering the straight part of the stomach and bubble because he relied on the fact that he saw Rabbi Yochanan eat them? That's on Daf. Nun all. Good. And number ten. Which of the learn the various simanim for mountains, valleys, streams, and plains and the purpose of them? That's on Daf. Nun Gimel. Good. Now the three bonus questions. Number one. Which of the learn that the Heichal doors were if it's Nias Ba'alma? That's on Daf. Base and Erevin. Good. Number two. Which stuff do we discuss? Which tree was the Eitz Hadas? That's on Daf. Mem and Brach is good. And number three. Which stuff do we learn that the Netil Sidam was instituted three different times? That's on Daf. Yadal and Javas. Excellent. All right. That concludes the pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.